Visiting today with OSU's Seth Bird, our very own cotton specialist. So let's talk a little bit about cotton. Tell us what you're hearing and what you're seeing right now.
Yeah, so we're seeing and hearing a lot of variable performance. I think that we've got some good cotton out there. And again, I think this kind of goes back to every conversation we've had for the past 2 or 3 months. Everything I'm saying is really all relative to 2021. This is not, when we say it's good, we're just saying it's good for this year. It's good for what we thought we were going to have. A lot of variability, a lot of fields that are yielding maybe higher than we thought, probably a lot more that are yielding about what we thought, around average to below average, depending on where you are. Now that's a lot of that's for irrigated crop. And there are some good irrigated fields. Dry land, there's been some decent dry land out there. And, we're still on the very low end of what's actually been gin. We're probably maybe a little halfway through harvest for everything. But as far as what's been gin, we still had a long way to go to really know the full story. So this is kind of the early end of things. And as we've seen in years past, that can change a lot once we get more of the crop ginned.
Now, I know when we've talked in the past, you've said, if we can just get through August, if we can just get through September, have we successfully done all the things or the things that we needed to get through to make this go pretty well?
Yeah, it was very much September is what really was the beneficial part. And we haven't had any detrimental weather. You can always get through all those things, and I hate to sound like we're always worrying, but in previous years we've had bad weather in October and in November that have caused us issues with harvest. So far we've really had a pretty good harvest window in terms of weather. There's been some windstorms that have come through that could have caused problems. I don't think they caused as many problems as maybe we thought they would. Right around Veterans Day, a little before Veterans Day, we're having some rainy conditions, high humidity that keeps us out of the field. But in general, we made it through the fall and we're making it into harvest with still pretty good conditions. The only thing that maybe some folks wish would happen that we haven't had happen on a large proportion of acres yet is a killing freeze. And I say that because if you haven't applied a harvest date at this point, you're probably waiting on a freeze to terminate the crop. So that may be the one thing that, for some of our producers, particularly dry land, maybe some of the later planted cotton that with a lower yield potential that we don't want to put harvest dates on, that may be the one thing that we'd like to see would be a terminal freeze. But beyond that, we've had some pretty good harvest conditions.
So how is harvest going so far? Is it as expected?
I would say so. Yeah. I think we probably started earlier than we thought we would just based off what we were seeing in August. And most of that was driven by the warm, dry September. So, we had cotton being harvested in October, probably started a little bit earlier than we thought. The one issue, and, we talked about this since August, the one issue we've had with some fields has been adequate defoliation. We've also seen some regrowth issues throughout the state. So that's been an issue too. But, I think in general, harvest has gone pretty well up to this point. Again, conditions have been really favorable for us to get cotton out of the field. But we still got quite a bit of the dry land crop left to go. And we'll probably see harvest go right through. I would say we're probably going to be harvesting cotton through November. And most years, I think we're probably getting some cotton out in December, but hopefully this year we won't have much left once December starts.
And we've seen, just record prices. I'm sure everybody's pretty thrilled with that right now.
Yeah, you're never going to get anybody complaining when the prices are high. And dollar cotton, certainly nothing to complain about, and it's certainly high. And I guess I'm no economist. I'm barely an agronomist, but I guess I've been surprised, and because I don't know anything about how long it's held as high as it has been. That's been, I think, beneficial and has made some of the struggles we had, at least in Oklahoma earlier in the year, worth, struggling through.
Well, I know cotton farmers always have to stay optimistic, but do you feel like these prices that we're seeing, and, I've seen some really, really pretty cotton this year. Do you think that's going to cause more folks to get in the cotton business?
Yeah, that's such a tough call. Obviously, price is good, and that's never gonna, you know, scare somebody away from wanting to grow cotton, particularly if they've kind of dabbled in the past. I guess my concern would be, and this may be, you know, of no concern to folks that are considering growing it, because they're going to have to deal with this regardless. But, you know, obviously current inputs and, you know, I think fertilizer prices are getting a lot of attention, and that's certainly a problem. I don't want to downplay that. I do think that we know that we can maybe manage fertility in cotton to really match our yields. And if we need to do things differently to make sure we're matching our potential returns, we can. What concerns me more is whether it's shortages of supply or price of crop protection products. I feel pretty confident that we can produce decent cotton with, you know, lower fertility. I'm not confident at all that we can produce cotton when we don't have access to the crop protection products, particularly insecticides and herbicides that we need. You know, that to me is more of a concern. So that's a long-winded answer to your question. I guess I don't know, but those are the things that I'm concerned about when we talk about, you know, potential interest moving into 2022.
Right, because cotton's one of the riskier things that you can plant. There's a lot of risk for cotton farmers.
Yeah, you know, there's risk in terms of just, even if you had 100% pest control and you had your fertility, you know, right on time, it doesn't make it, you know, a crop that you can just walk away from. You've got to manage season long, you know, and you've got to be in it season long. You can't do a drive-by. You've got to be in the crop. And then you start taking some of those things off the table, or you start, you know, maybe limiting yourself on those things. It's just going to make it more management intensive. So, yeah, there's a lot to consider, even in normal years, when you're thinking about maybe getting into cotton or expanding production. I think the market plus our input situation is going to make 2022 kind of interesting in terms of, you know, is that a break-even proposal where folks that, you know, aren't in it don't get into it because of the inputs, or they want to, you know, roll the dice because the prices are good, and then see what we have to deal with in terms of our ability to manage the crop and protect against pests. And that's what bothers me the most, is there's a lot of, we've got high seed costs, and a lot of it has to do with the traits. But to capitalize on that, we need to have the chemistries available to us to utilize the traits. And it goes beyond that with other crop protection products as well. So, yeah, a lot to think about. Or maybe I'm overthinking it. Who knows?
Well, I mean, isn't that your job?
Probably. Yeah, I probably don't do enough thinking in general. So maybe it's good that I'm overthinking something finally.
Well, I know that cover cropping and, you know, regenerative ag is very a popular topic right now. Is cotton the kind of crop that you can do those things with and do it easily, or no?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm the best regenerative ag person out there to answer these questions. I mean, here's my, I guess, opinion on it. And I'm sure folks in that world may, you know, have different opinions. I think our producers have been managing cotton from a regenerative or sustainable or whatever little catchphrase you want to use. They've been managing the crop like that for years. And it's a lot of it's, you know, sure, environmental benefits, but a lot of it's financials. It makes financial sense to do some of these things. And so they've been doing these things before it became trendy or popular or something you could get, you know, a benefit from an NGO or somebody else. So I would say it, not only is cotton a candidate for it, I'd say cotton has been in that realm for a long time. I think cotton producers, particularly in the Southwest, are well aware of the needs to mitigate all kinds of risk. And so they've been doing those kinds of things for a long time. It's interesting now to see that's, you know, kind of a, I don't want to say it's trendy, but it's become something that has been maybe pushed from the outside in. I think a lot of our growers have been doing it, and maybe, you know, they probably have more insight. Obviously, they have more insight on it than some of the folks that have made it more of a hot topic. That answer probably is going to get me in hot water, but that's how I feel from working with producers for several years. I think they've been on the cutting edge this whole time on some of these regenerative or sustainable or whatever you want to call it projects.
Well, I think you bring up a great point, though. I think sometimes it looks like from the outside that farmers aren't doing all the things that they need to do to take care of the environment. And in return, we're saying, no, actually, we've been doing these things for a long time. You guys on the environmental side just may not have taken notice.
Yeah. You know, I guess what bugs me is that they may not. They're involved with cotton for 2 or 3 years now. You know, get involved 20, 30 years ago and look how far we've come with the way we manage the crop and we manage insects, and look how different things are now. And that was all done in our bubble because it made sense. It made financial sense. It made sense to the producers. It made sense to the industry to do these things. And then, you know, here recently in the past couple of years, it's become more of a widespread issue. And, you know, there's a lot of things, you know, you guys need to improve this or improve that. Well, you know, you can say that, but look how much improvement has been done over the past several decades. So, yeah, I mean, it's always easy to come in and start, you know, tweaking things and maybe nitpicking things. But if you look at how much has been done, how far that we've come in our industry, and I'm speaking from just a cotton standpoint, I don't know other crops well enough to include them, but I'm sure they're probably in the same boat. We've made a lot of huge strides. I mean, it's not been minor things. It's been huge, huge improvements in the way we grow the crop. And that's why we still have people in this country growing cotton, because they've made those strides to be profitable. And so there's a lot of other benefits beyond that, environmentally and, you know, agronomically and a lot of other things have benefited, but yeah, I feel like we've been on the cutting edge, and we're continuing that. And it's really driven from the inside. It's driven through our producers.
Absolutely. What do the next few weeks look like, for cotton? Just kind of wrapping up harvest.
Yeah, so hopefully we're going to be done. I mean, I'd love to see most of the crop out by the end of November. And really, you know, it's going to depend on the weather more than anything. Weather really drives what we do harvest-wise. But, you know, I think anybody will tell you that the longer cotton's in the field, nothing good's going to happen. You know, once you get it defoliated and once the bolls are open, you want to get it out as soon as you can. Nothing good happens to cotton just sitting out there like that. So take advantage of the prices. So far, the little bit that I've heard on fiber quality recaps, there's nothing to be concerned about. I think we've got some decent quality or maybe even premium quality cotton out there. So certainly want to take advantage of that and get it out of the field and get it in the gin. So, yeah, just wrapping up, and maybe, you know, a lot of folks have probably already started or will be planting their winter covers soon. So that's probably the next thing after they get cotton out, is to get the covers down.
Absolutely. Well, Seth Bird, thank you so much for visiting with us today.
No, thank you for the time.